Okay, Off-Broadway is on the air.
We're here tonight and we're going to be interviewing the Greenhouse Effect, formerly Slowpoke.
Yes. And it's getting hot and, you know, the temperature's rising and there's ozone gas trapped in here. And they're going to be playing in a little bit.
Yes, they are.
And we've got a special guest host. I'm Phil Two of Yachtine.com. And to my left is Jay Miller of what's your famous association?
I don't know. I've been trying to work on that for a while now. Trying to get famous somehow, but it's just not going down.
He is a Dirty Three fan.
Yeah, there you go. The Dirty Three. Ladies and gentlemen, the Dirty Three.
Speaking of dirty, you know what I saw today on my way over here? I shouldn't say dirty, but because it's actually pretty clean. It's surprisingly clean. The there was a punk rocker with a mohawk, like, to my right. I looked over, and there was a punk rocker with a mohawk driving his car. And, you know, you would expect, like, some nasty old rusted out, like, 78 Mazda or something, or whatever. But this guy was driving a shiny Chevrolet... God, what's the name of the car?
Cavalier.
Cavalier.
The Cavalier is a good car. You know,
it was almost like you expected. I expected to see like my aunt or something when I looked.
Well, you know, here's
right,
the thing about wearing a mohawk and a Cavalier. Those Cavaliers really don't have the clearance for the head.
They don't really. They're kind
of
a small.
So was it like just kind
of? But his mohawk was kind of. It wasn't like a full on spiked mohawk.
Oh.
It was one of the more like the. What's his name from Rancid Mohawk? The short and fuzzy one.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that makes sense. I just don't think you could have like a super huge mohawk in a little car like that. You'd have to get like the Land Rover.
Yeah, you need something pretty high, or either that or a convertible or a something with a sunroof.
You know, but then the day I see a punk rocker driving a Land Rover, I think you'd have to kill him or something.
A punk rover, driving a Land Rover would need to kick his own ass.
Just not something right about that.
But then again, that punk rocker probably would have enough money where he wouldn't care what anybody thought.
Yeah, it's probably in a band or something. God damn.
You know how those bands make a lot of money.
Yeah, especially the ones that come down here every night. Get paid huge.
Well,
lots of money to be made at.
I hear the Greenhouse Effect are retiring in a couple of years.
Oh, really?
From all the millions they're making.
Mm-hmm. Millions and millions. Hey, actually, I think they just saw one. I think I was going down at the old Broadway. Number one band in Fargo, Joe Schmo show, I don't know. But I think they actually won it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The Greenhouse Effect?
Yeah, and they won, like, Q98 put it on. I think they won, like...
Is that kind of like the Battle of the Bands that three-minute hero won the bus from?
Yeah, but you know what these guys got? They got a $500 gift certificate to Marguerite's Music.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. I mean, that bus had to be worth at least, you know, a couple thousand, you know.
Oh, easily.
$500.
You know,
did they get $500 each at Marguerite's, or just as a band?
I think as a band.
Well,
you know, and there's some other little small things.
The sponsors must not be knocking down the door like they were before.
Q98, we rock. We give $500 out. That's,
you know,
nothing.
Well, I suppose they're selling out all that money for Motorhead as Yachtine is. You know,
Motorhead.
They're a co-sponsor.
Is Nashville Pussy coming then?
Yes, as far as I know.
Okay.
I've heard some weird rumor that Speed Dealer might not be coming now. But,
All right.
But I don't know if that's true. You shouldn't listen to me because I haven't heard nothing. Well, all I've heard is very unreliable stuff.
You know, every once in a while you hear the radio going, you know, hey, Motorhead's coming to town and whatever. And I've heard him mention Nashville Pussy once. I'm just wondering, can't you say pussy on the radio? Is that the thing?
Well,
is it actually they went one time Nashville, wow. And I was
really?
Like, oh, that must be Nashville Pussy.
Well, I would, you know, what I think would probably is more than anything, because how many times have they said Super Suckers on the radio?
There you go.
I think it more than anything if. Well, then again, how many Motorhead songs does Q98 play during the week?
Well, I mean, you know, it's just the whole thing.
You might
about
hear,
Lemmy.
You might hear, like Ace of Spades at 3 a.m.
There you go.
Time,
there
like
you
out
go.
Of the blue, out of nowhere.
some young kid first time DJing on Q98. Oh, let's listen to some Motorhead now.
Yeah, but you would never hear anything like, you know, you'd never hear that right after, you know, Korn or...
Yeah, I think the only time you would hear it after something would be after Speculatura or something like that, pretty much.
Yeah. Or either that or that one song, is it Creed?
Oh,
maybe Creed. Maybe they'd play them after. No, they would never do that. They'd play the new Stone Temple Pilots song after Creed. That seems like...
Oh, man.
Do Stone Temple Pilots have a new song? I heard they're back together.
I don't know. I guess they couldn't make it alone, so they went back together. Even if everyone's on drugs, who cares?
I don't know, but we love Stone Temple Pilots here.
STP. Oh, my goodness, it's Stone Temple Pilots.
Everybody's down with STP. They make good motor oil. And
there you go.
Fuel injection cleaner.
They got that old guy they're sponsoring that races cars, whatever his name is.
And Skull Bandits aren't bad either, as long as we're talking about racing.
There you go.
Do they still sponsor a car?
I think so. Actually, I don't even know if they make Bandits anymore. We should actually do a search tonight.
Let's try and get.
Do they still make, ladies and gentlemen? Do they still make Skull Bandits?
Go.
Do we have any chewers in the building?
The Let's see. Do we have a? Do you know your address for Coach and Six off the top of your head? Like, do you have a street address or a PO box? Yeah, we're gonna have a contest.
There you go. We should at least give like one
a contest to one of our like listeners out on the internet. So people get a pen and paper because I'm gonna give you an address. It's gonna be well worth your while.
Call your friends up and ask them.
No, we're going to send them a T-shirt or something, or a T-shirt.
There you
we'll
go.
Send you a Yahtzee T-shirt and. Okay, it'll take a second before we get the address.
Slow computers. That's the problem.
Okay.
Are we going to talk to the band first tonight? Or
they're going to play first, and I think then we're going to talk.
Do the interview?
Yeah.
Right.
We're just doing our little introductory thing.
Great.
So the listeners know what's coming. Okay. Okay, hang on a second. Let me segue into this. The first listener out there in internet land who sends us a single Skull Bandit in the mail, puts it in an envelope and sends it. I don't know if that's illegal or anything with the alcohol, tobacco.
You can send tobacco
products
the mail.
In the mail?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, put it in a... Well, wrap it carefully
or something. I don't think... They're pretty loose. I think I remember seeing them on the bus when I used to ride the bus when I was younger.
Okay. Well, if you can find a single... Skull Bandit. Maybe your dad chews them. You can send it to Coach and Six, and they will let us know who to send a T-shirt to. So
there you go.
Write down the following address.
Yeah, make sure you do leave the address with us.
Coach and Six Records at Box 5602 University Station, Fargo, North Dakota. 58105, and that's in the United States of America, land of the free and home of the brave.
Good old USA.
If you're listening from Antarctica or wherever you're at, so. I don't know. There's maybe one or two computers hooked up over there.
There you go. Military base or something.
Yeah, you know.
There.
Yeah, they probably have some research group or military. You know.
They're doing an intense study on the penguins down there. What was that movie that was out a while ago? I don't know if it's. Oh no, it's Batman. When the penguin. Had all of his little penguin followers hooked up with missiles.
Oh, yeah.
That? Oh.
Are they doing that in Antarctica?
That's what they're doing. Like they're gonna, first they're going after South Africa. And all the penguins are going to swim there and get off, come up on the beach, blow everyone away.
Beware.
Beware
it's
the
not
penguins.
Not a good time to travel to Antarctica. So, what's the deal now?
I'm just kind of wondering.
Are we supposed to... I'm wondering when we're supposed to stop here, because we're not really, you know, entertaining anybody.
Probably not, except for ourselves. Exactly. Oh, my goodness.
We've got checking.
I think we're getting close here. We might be able to do a countdown in a few minutes.
I wish we had some Helix records to play.
There you go.
It was last week. was playing some Helix on the air.
Cool.
Before we heard bands play.
That'd be good to hear.
But I didn't bring any Helix.
I don't think I've ever actually listened to Helix before.
Well, have you ever heard the song Rock You? The Give Me an R-O-C-K.
Oh, yeah.
What You Got?
Rock.
Oh,
What You Gonna Do?
There you
Rock
go.
You.
That song?
There you go.
That's Helix.
Yeah. Cool. Where are those guys from?
I don't know. For some reason, this is like without any prior knowledge as to what Helix is, other than I have their album. But I'm going to guess they're from Canada because they seem like a band that could just easily be from Canada.
Here's a question about where bands are from. If Bill and Sebastian was not from England, where would they have gone?
Scotland?
Well, no.
Ireland?
I mean, in America, though.
Oh, okay. In America?
See, I automatically think Wisconsin.
I was going to say Madison, actually.
There, you know?
Because there's such a... There's so many hipsters in Madison,
oh, yeah.
You know, that just screams like a place where they'd go over like a, like, bomb pops.
There you go.
Anyway, if there's anybody from Madison who takes offense to that, you can send an email to info@yachtzine.com and let us know what you think. Maybe we'll send you a sticker in the mail. Oh, okay. So basically they're ready to go?
No.
Oh. Well, I have mentioned that already.
Yeah, we've been talking about them for a while. We started
we're,
there.
We're drifting off here. It's okay. Anyway.
We're getting intimate.
The Greenhouse Effect, as you might have known, had you been listening to our earlier banter.
Formerly Slowpoke, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, they used to be called Slowpoke.
I think the big question is, why did they change their name? That's what I want to know.
I heard that there's another band called Slowpoke.
Yeah, like, but I heard there's an interesting story behind that, though.
What?
It could be a rumor.
Well, what? There's can like you give us a hint as to what's to come?
It has something to do with porn.
Porn?
A porn band, maybe. Called the Slowpoke.
The Slowpoke. That you had been thinking that one up all day long.
No. Is it really? See? I knew it.
Wow.
And you just thought I was making that up. I really wish I would
have. We're going to have to get the full lowdown and dirty on when they
actually,
come on
stage. What I'm really interested in is if I can pick up any Slowpoke albums. I want to see what it really sounds like. Is it going to be the cheesy porn music or is it going to be like the good like hip porn music that they're putting out now?
Like music that sounds like Isaac Hayes did it? Or
yeah,
or
well, yeah. See, the Isaac Hayes music, the boom chicka boom thing, that's just, I don't know.
That's better for car chases and
yeah.
stuff like
yeah.
that.
The Deep Throat soundtrack. I guess I don't know too much about the Deep Throat
soundtrack.
Yeah,
I've never seen Deep Throat, actually.
In fact, today I was in Best Buy. I went under soundtracks looking for an album. And I did not see the Deep Throat soundtrack available.
Deep Throat has its own theme song?
Yeah.
You know, God, I wish I knew that. I wish I had heard it.
Deep Throat!
You should make it a point for the next radio show to bring a broadcastable copy of the Deep Throat theme song to play on the air. And so Jim is murmuring over to our technicians that things are ready to go.
Cool.
So, Jim, when was the last time you saw a porn movie?
Porn?
Yeah, as long as we're talking about porn.
Well, when was the last time? Didn't we rent something like, what was it, months ago, like 3-4 months? What was that?
That was a long time. That was like probably closer to a year ago.
That's
now.
The last time I saw any porn. That
they
I
have.
That was probably the last one I saw, too.
Oh, wait.
White Trash Horror or something it was called.
Oh, no. I keep thinking of those MTV specials on porn stars. I mean, I've seen a few of those. But
oh, no more listeners.
The listeners
okay,
are all
well, anyway.
Actually, I think I'd want to stay if I was talking about porn the whole time.
Maybe
what was that
a new idea for
what did we get?
What? I don't know. I think that's what it was called.
You know, the first porno I ever saw was
on it. That's all I know.
Me and my brother, my twin brother turned 18 or whatever, and we were all excited that, you know, we were 18. So we tried to figure out everything we could do when we were 18. So I think we bought cigarettes and just did all this dumb shit, and we went to Take Two Video.
Take Two
and he runs into the porn room and just grabs something, comes out, and we get home and flip it on. Never seen porn before. It was intercollegiate coleslaw wrestling from Sturgis.
There's
nice.
I'm not kidding you. It was just these fat, gross biker girls wrestling in coleslaw and all kinds of different sizes.
Did anyone eat the coleslaw afterwards?
No, no. Well, some of the guys did. It was just really gross.
Big,
but they would get these
guys
in there, and they would wrestle in like big tubs of coleslaw. No kidding. It was really dumb.
There's a, you know, about being able to do stuff when you become of age, you know.
Yeah.
There's a really good song on mp3.com, a really terrible song, actually, but it's so terrible that it's funny. I think it's like www.mp3.com/Cyrus or something. Either that or do a search for Cyrus on mp3.com and download a song called 21 and Legal.
Oh, no.
It is hilarious. It's like a really crap. The guy can't sing at all, and it sounds like... it's a song about being 21 and being able to drink, and how it's such a conspiracy that you can't that you can't drink until you're 21.
This is just awful.
I think it's pretty awesome.
This is as good as Dr. Freak Nasty.
It's a rally cry for underage drinkers everywhere.
So what's the deal? Thursday is the Trans Am's first show in how long?
Huh?
How long has it been since the Trans Am's were together?
Yeah, I'm
was
a little
it,
bit
the Christmas show?
Oh, tomorrow night at Ralph's?
No, it's...
Or no, Thursday when, night at Ralph's.
Thursday night,
Thursday,
right.
May 11th at Ralph's with the Black Dice and the Rapture. The Trans Am's will be having our first reunion show in... let's see, the last show we played before that was...
The Christmas show,
Rock
wasn't
and Roll Christmas of 98.
Jesus.
So it's been like a year and a half since we played last time.
And you're going to practice for one day?
We're going to practice, have a quick practice tomorrow night, and we'll be ready to hit the stage.
So when's Mr. Jerome come in? Is it tonight?
He'll be
maybe?
Here tonight.
Man, yeah. I'd love to see that kid. I'm excited to see him.
He'll be here tonight.
What
sometime.
Time is he getting back?
He might be here now, for all I know, but
you know, I think
he'll be here until the 13th,
where,
I think.
Where's his wife? Is his wife?
She's not here. She's not coming.
Right on.
Well,
we love you, Jamie, but come on, we need some time with the boys.
The mice will play, so to speak.
Yes, yes.
You know, the last time I heard you guys play, you kept on professing that you're the tightest band in America. Is it still that way?
Oh, yeah. We'll be the tightest thing you ever heard.
Oh, yeah.
What's up with the Dirty Frenchmen? I heard they kind of ripped off the Trans Am's. Do you know any of the guys from the Dirty Frenchmen?
We didn't rip... Or they didn't rip off the Trans Am's.
I heard they're straight out of... France?
No, they're totally different. I mean, the Trans Am's are all American. The Dirty Frenchmen are all French.
They've
got a
right
completely
there.
French sound.
Okay.
I mean,
where's Cobra?
They're like the French interpretation.
What the hell
of rock
ever happened to Cobra?
Well,
I heard they're pretty good.
I heard that they're like working on a new metal sound.
Oh, yeah. Didn't they change their name or something?
Well, I heard that maybe they were changing their name to Fuck Muscle. But I wasn't sure.
Fuck Muscle.
But I heard they were working on like a totally death, like crazy graveyard metal sound.
I thought they were doing a jam band.
No, they're that's,
oh, it's metal.
That's Greenhouse Effect.
Oh, speaking
oh, wait,
of jam
are,
band.
Are they considered a jam band?
They
know.
Jam. They jam pretty
do,
fucking
do they
hard.
Jam? Do they jam like a,
they
like
jam
a masochist?
Hard. When's Wesley Willis coming
I don't know.
Back?
When is Wesley Willis
see,
coming
see, he hasn't
back?
Contacted
saw,
me.
Saw,
he's supposed to...
I saw a flyer up in Vinyl Connection the other day.
What was the date?
And I don't remember. I didn't make proper note of it.
He's supposed to come back up. And for all the people listening, last time he stayed here, he stayed and he ruined one of my beds just about because he's so fat.
Oh, come on.
He did. I'm not kidding you. It was a pull-out bed and I went to put
oh.
it away the next day. And
did
it's
you get
seriously,
the chance to ask him how big he really is?
He wouldn't mention it. Whenever we called him fat, he said that... I'll take care of myself. I am a good man, you know. And like, I guess he decided that he doesn't actually smell, which is not true at all. He actually kind of smells like a man that's been wearing the same
well,
clothes.
Well, come on, you're bad mouthing Wesley Willis.
I love
you're
Wesley
on,
Willis.
On the,
I love him.
Internet.
No, I'm not bad mouthing him. I'm
well,
not
come
bad-mouthing.
On.
I love.
He's
Wesley
not
Willis.
Here to defend himself.
I'm right here.
Now that would be great.
Fuck my dick.
That would
when,
be.
Where
that
did
would
Wesley
be so
play
awesome
after?
To have
wanna,
Wesley Willis wanna, here to defend
wanna,
himself
I wanna,
while
I
Jim mercilessly attacks him.
I'd love to sit right next to him and try to confuse him and tell him that I'm
for any listeners who are offended or anything, Jim and Wesley know each other.
We're
and
good friends.
They're good friends. So.
Say rock. Say roll. Say roll. Rock. Rock.
And it's true that Wesley stayed at Jim's house last time.
He almost ruined one of my beds. But he's super nice. He was super into our band, too. He sat there during the whole practice.
Did you take him to McDonald's?
Do you think he wrote a song about you guys?
I don't know, but he kept asking me the name, and he wrote it down. He's like, let me write down the name. And he tried a few times and got confused, so he had me write it for him. Because I kept saying, and then there were two. He's like, then there was what? That's pretty awesome.
He wrote it down. He's like, let me write down the name.
What? That's awesome. There's some sort of delay directly
delayed.
Behind
That's
us.
Cool. That's like,
it's not actually delayed. I think it just recorded.
Now I feel like we're like on.
Are they starting?
I think Rush Limbaugh.
We got the 5-second delay for no swearing or something.
Or
like that.
You know, one of those call-in shows where they tell you to turn off the radio because you're turn the damn radio off. You're listening to the radio, not the phone. Well, Jay, are they ready to play?
I don't know. Could someone tell us how long we got until Slowpoke is ready to play?
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we hope you'll enjoy the Greenhouse Effect. They got lots of instruments.
I guess you should quit calling them Slowpoke.
The Green. Hey everybody, this is a sound check.
Things that I can wait to leave it in the hands of fate to sit on my hands until you're free. And I don't know that I can take to see each and every day. The thing that I gave up, you can't save me. With a word I can tell I'm not alone in this. Perfect twins alike, but impossible. This meaning overpowers any attempts to believe the obvious. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. I think that I can wait to leave it in the hands of day to sit on my hands until you're. I don't know that I can take to see each and every day. The thing that I gave up, you can't save me. Every day, yeah, the thing that I gave up, you can't save me.
Do we need to stop and fix some things real quick, or is it? You think we got it? All right, cool.
So if you're traveling in the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remembers me to the one who lives there. She once was a true love man. And if you go where the snowflake storms and the rivers freeze and summer ends, remembers me living there to keep her from the howling winds. Please see for me, your rose and blows all down her breast. Please see for me if her hair is hanging down. For that's the way I remember her best. And I'm wondering, will she remember me at all? Many times I've often prayed in the darkness of my night and in the brightness of my day. So if you're traveling in the old country fair, or the winds hit heavy borderline, remember me to the one who lives there. But she once was a true love of mine.
True love of mine.
She was a 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 true love of mine.
But she once was a true love of lock it out, such a small price to pay for what you're about. I'm sorry to say I'm just a final act, don't know how it ends. The curtain fell down before I could look. I saw flashes go off at the bow you took. I regret you inform, I ran to the door. Turn the key, then I'm free again, climbing your tree again. They've been holding out, keeping me in doubt from what's really outside. I'm running from one of them, don't have no place to hide, and I don't know where I'm heading, yeah, yeah, because if my eyes keep locking out, I still cannot hear a thing, so you'll have to shout. I wish I could stay, but I know it won't work, it's too far gone. The curtain fell down before I could look, I saw flashes go up at the bow you took. I regret you inform, I ran to the door. Turn the key, then I'm free again, climbing your tree again. They've been holding out, keeping me in doubt of what's really outside. And I'm running from every one of them, don't have no place to hide. And I don't know where I'm heading, yeah, yeah. Keep telling me something is wrong, and I will believe. Wait for me now.
shut it down. Wait for me, wait for me, wait for me now and shut it down. Wait for me, wait for me, wait for me now and shut it down. Wait for me, wait for me, wait for me now and shut it down. Now keep telling me that nothing is wrong, and I'm
telling me nothing is wrong.
Cry out for me, long and make it hard to breathe. Yeah, wait for me, wait for me, wait for me, wait for me.
Thank you very much. So how y'all doing tonight? All right. Wow. Lots of energy in this room tonight. This is the last song of this set, then we're going to come back with some more danceable material. Yeah.
not believe it. When it's backward over days and more, I watch the ocean when it's battle with the storm. And as your breath rises up in the car, I look for a reason you brought me this far. All these miles we have gone, there is a face. My fingers have gone off the song. I need to sing now. But yourself free, don't need me anymore. I'm free living on what you said. You got to leave it. That's the road I'm driving on. Sealed up with tar and broken glass. Pulled by wind and free at
Thank you very much. Thank we'll be right back after a short commercial break.
Check, check. Hey, are we in now? We back on the air? All right. Well, that was the Greenhouse Effect you just played, and we're taking a small break. That was kind of our first set, first warm-up, get everything in tune. Everything sounded pretty good tonight. I think really tonight we're going to concentrate on this whole thing with their former original name being influenced by porn or something like that, I guess. Phil right now is stepping down to the bar and getting himself a little drink. A pounder of Budweiser down at Moose Lodge on Tuesday nights is only $2.50, same as a bottle, kind of a good deal. Should check that out if you like to drink or drink and listen to music. Come down, cheap beer, cheap music, it's free. And here comes Phil with his pounder of Budweiser. Ladies and gentlemen, Phil 2.
I just had to get another pound of beer.
So what have you been talking about, Jay?
Not much. I just said, basically said that the Greenhouse Effect just got done playing.
They should be, like, crawling up here shortly, shouldn't they?
Well, actually, I think We have to do the talking most of the night. And
oh, my God.
That's pretty much it. Till the end of the evening.
We've got an injured band member walking across the room.
His crutches look a little short.
Huh?
I thought you're supposed to have them higher, so you, like, swing your legs from...
One of the members of the Greenhouse Effect is playing with a sprained ankle or a broken leg or something.
That's too bad.
This is impressive.
Is that hindering your playing at all? No, you can still play?
You don't play too much with the leg? That would be something to see.
The toe is pretty important for playing the guitar or bass guitar. You need the toe. He still has one good toe left.
All right. As long as he got one. I heard that's like the key.
Very crucial. Very crucial.
Yeah, well... Oh,
they're coming up.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Well, we got the Greenhouse Effect up on stage here.
Yep.
So if you've been digging their slow jam they've had be going, we're going to be talking to them in a few minutes.
Yeah, Slowpoke doesn't play with a drummer. They play with a person who plays the bongo drums. Is that right? The bongo drums? You play with a drummer, too? Same guy.
The drummer, didn't you hear the bongo drums?
Yeah, I heard the bongo drums.
Oh.
But now I'm used to, like, I'm just talking
about
the whole
they've got the real
the
drum.
Or,
well, I shouldn't say real drums. The standard drums, too. The standard
the
trap
old
set.
Trap set. That's
yeah,
what they
the
have.
Old, the old standby.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with a trap set.
Actually, a lot of bands lately, David Byrne, you know, the old Talking Head stuff, used the bongos a lot. I really like that, Talking Heads.
Oh, man. You don't want to get into Talking Heads with me too much.
You don't like the Talking Heads?
I'm not a Talking Heads fan. I don't pay attention to what they look like or who's in the band. I just call them when I hear the music. And the Talking Heads, I don't know.
No,
they just
really.
When they talk about that whole 1970s CBGBs thing, I always that's all I really get into is the Ramones and the Dead Boys and that sort of stuff. So. I mean, I'm perhaps a little Neanderthal in that respect.
There you go.
So you feel about Talking Heads the same way Henry Rollins does about Edie Brickell?
Probably. I mean, I hate to draw any parallels between myself and Henry Rollins. That's a tough. But then again, I did just call myself a Neanderthal, didn't I? So yeah, I guess I'm just like Henry Rollins.
Yeah, pretty much. No, but you do wear shoes when you play. Henry doesn't.
Yeah, I wear
and
shoes.
And I don't understand the whole kung fu grip
June
thing.
June Panic does not wear shoes,
he
though.
He doesn't?
So he's just like Henry Rollins.
No, Henry doesn't wear makeup.
Yeah, but he doesn't wear shoes.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But
yeah,
I think...
Right.
Oh, wait, June wears socks when he plays, and Henry is barefoot.
Yeah. Barefoot
no, that
shorts.
That would be really creepy to see. You know how Henry Rollins is, like, wearing the shorts and no, like, socks or shoes? See him wearing shorts and socks, like white gym socks.
There you go.
That would look really creepy.
Actually, have the long ones with the stripes. Like, actually, I'm sporting the white tube socks with the stripes.
I have no stripes tonight, but
the stripes are only $5 at Kmart.
Hey,
it's pretty. It's a bargain.
You know, one of my long-standing goals, which I haven't done, one of my New Year's resolutions, in fact, was to take every pair of socks that I own and throw them out. Every single pair, no matter how what kind of condition it is.
Why?
Because I hate matching socks.
Oh.
And then go and buy, like, all new socks, the exact same kind. You know? Like if I buy Hanes,
the gold
gym
toe
socks. Yeah, gold toe or whatever.
Gold toes are famous. It's like church socks.
If I buy one pair of those, they gotta be all pairs of
there
that.
There you go.
No more of this, red stitching on the toe.
The Hanes socks.
Got to go with one, you know, gold toes, gray toes. I got a couple of gray toe socks. I've got, you know, what the hell are we even talking about socks?
So, I don't know. Oh, Henry Rollins. Didn't wear socks.
Oh, yeah, Henry
June
Rollins.
Panic.
So anyway, I'm just like Henry Rollins.
Yeah.
June Panic is just like Henry Rollins.
And all Neanderthals.
I bet there's a member of the Greenhouse Effect that's exactly like Henry Rollins, too.
We could ask.
I'm guessing. Although none of them are wearing shorts, none of them are shirtless, and none of them are wearing bare feet.
Yeah?
But I don't know. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say maybe at one time in their career,
there was a show where they played
barefoot,
where their feet got sweaty, they had to take off their shoes.
Or maybe it got kind of hot and one of them took their shirt off or something. I'm thinking here.
we got
some drum noise in the background.
Hey, Roger, are we going to do an interview here? Or
Roger, are you going to talk to us or what? Are we going to give them two mics and then Jay and I are going to share a mic? Or how?
We have Jay sit over here and have one of them sit here and one of them sit here and one of them sit here or whatever.
Okay, and then like Jay and I will share one and they'll use the other two? How do you like this planning on the air? You don't hear this on every radio show.
No, you don't.
I could stand over behind Jay or something. Or I could do that. You know how in Fargo downtown you see the high school kids driving the pickups. And they've got their girlfriend, like, sitting right next to them in the middle of the pickup, which doesn't look very comfortable. Like, I could have like, sat, or maybe Jay can do the farmer girlfriend thing with me. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hey. So,
all right here.
Anyone have a lighter?
No.
No?
Nah. Ooh, we'll have a roundtable discussion with the greenhouse effect.
Fun? Mm.
There's a couple people listening.
Where? Hey, say, Mr. Radio Technician. Oh, there is none. Never mind.
Oh, here he is.
Hey, what geographic locales do we have listening tonight? We can do this, you know. Let's give a shout out to some of the geographic locales.
Probably some people in Belgium, I'm sure.
Is there any in Providence, Rhode Island? No.
We got anyone in England at all?
Any New England listeners? Anyone from the UK?
What do we got?
Yeah, come on. We want to hear some geographic locations. Okay, the fifth.
Nobody's listening. They are. Thank you for listening.
We're supposed to talk to the greenhouse effect about...
I think the first question we should ask about is the recent changing of the name. We need kind of a full explanation. There's been a lot of rumors floating about the porn thing going on, and I think a lot of people
would be interested
in it, because everyone truly deep down inside loves porn.
There's a band named Slowpoke that got their start doing the background music for softcore pornography. And,
softcore? Stuff that's on...
Yeah,
Cinemax?
No full penetration.
No. Mm. So, what type of stuff do they... Have you heard them? What do they sound like?
Well, they don't sound like porn music at all. They sound like alternative rock.
They do, huh?
Yeah, they've got a CD
out. But they do the background. Well, I suppose... That's
how they got started. I don't know if they do it anymore. I mean,
the image of pornography is kind of like... I don't know. What with Fred Durst and all?
We were gonna try to go that way, but we figured if there's another band called Slowpoke doing that, we should, you know.
Well,
drop
now you can
it.
Be,
we're gonna go for
now
hardcore.
You can be the first band called Greenhouse Effect that gets into the porn business. So, when you finally decided you had to come up with a name, did you already have like some backup names figured out or?
Oh no.
No. This was just grabbed, like, completely out of the blue?
You're like, how long did it take for just to, like, y'all sit down? Have
months.
Was there any significance, God, I don't know.
Yes, you know, the enhanced growth of vegetables and other fine food products.
Uh-huh. Okay, have you ever played in a greenhouse before? And would you be open to the idea if not?
I'm up for it.
Yeah, I'm down.
So how long have you guys been playing together now?
A couple of years.
Were you always Slowpoke and then Greenhouse, or was it something else
Well,
before?
Yeah, when we came to Fargo, we named ourselves Slowpoke when me and Chad moved here and met these two.
Where are you guys originally from?
Me and Chad are from southern Minnesota.
Any certain place in southern Minnesota? We just cannot.
Montevideo for me.
I'm from Maynard, Minnesota.
Maynard. That's a great name for a town. That's a great name for anything.
Once, a long time ago, there was a man named Maynard who settled this little community.
That would be a good name for a band, Maynard. Maybe. I mean, the address.
Probably taken.
I think you're thinking about that one all by yourself.
I just compared myself to Henry Rollins a few minutes ago, so. So.
Johnny Buttfinger.
Explain that one. Johnny Buttfinger.
Ask Steve to explain that. We need Steve up here.
Where's Steve? The one who can explain the origins of Johnny Buttfinger.
Steve, we want to know about this Johnny Buttfinger thing that you fell in love with.
Johnny Buttfinger was originated in 1953 on a rail car in San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
Can you flesh
the story out a little bit?
Yeah.
Come on,
we were honestly looking for just a little bit more out of that one.
Well, it was a stormy night. The rain was pouring, and we were looking for some diamonds at the bottom of... It's going nowhere now, so I'll hand it back over this way. Here to you. Anyways,
diamonds and butt fingers.
Yeah, there was Johnny and his finger and his butt.
Oh, yeah.
You can make the, you can draw any conclusions.
There we go.
There.
There we go.
So you were, I saw you in pictures in the article, the High Plains Reader, but you haven't been playing up there the whole time?
Yeah, I've been playing with them for about a year now. But it's only like half a song, so I think.
Are you kind of like a hired gun, so to speak?
I don't know about that.
Great.
Just kind of the guy who just runs around, does certain things every once in a while and hangs out.
Yeah, I think if I played all night, people would get really tromboned out. So.
Roadie slash musician type thing going on here. I hear that it's probably the best job to have.
Yeah. they do whore me out. It's true. I don't know if I could say that.
I at one time in my life played trombone. I should confess. But I was no good.
Here's the thing. What chair were you in that in
I was
trombone
like
section?
Last chair. I shared last chair with a friend and we were both asked to not actually blow in our instruments when we had like a Christmas concert.
Sir, would you please leave the band? We'll give you the credit.
We were just told to
band.
Move our arms along with everybody else. That's I'm not even making that up at all. That's completely true.
Your band teacher should be fired.
Supposed to give everyone a chance in band class.
Well, the thing is that I knew I was bad, and I was happy to oblige. I was like, okay, that's a good idea. I was thinking the same thing.
So on this long, extensive tour that you guys are on, where's your next stop?
Grand Forks, North Dakota.
At that the Best Western?
Yeah. Yeah, we're playing on top of a pool table.
Really?
Whoa.
All of you? Or is it a couple pool tables pushed together?
Oh, it's just one big one, tournament size, you know.
Oh.
It's Sensations. We're opening for the Big Woo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you all ever gone on a tour outside of, like, the general vicinity?
Depends on what you consider the general vicinity.
Like, say, outside of Minnesota and North Dakota.
We played South Dakota, and we played in a park in California once.
Hey. How'd that work out? Was it like just you all happened to be in California and had kind of sort of an impromptu performance? Or?
Yeah, just miraculously we all met in California. We were all on
separate
traveling excursions.
Here we all are. No, I don't mean that necessarily. But like you, was it specifically to play in California that you all went down there? Was like some
it was
kind
supposedly
of
supposed
event?
To be. No.
No?
No. We were supposed to play a few dates out there, but we spaced them all off and then decided to go play in a park.
Okay.
Such is our...
The world wasn't ready for us yet.
Yeah. Well, are you gonna try and get something lined up then in the near future?
For sure.
So, I I understand that you've recorded some stuff with one Mr. Zesty.
That's true. We recorded.
And is that going to come out in any way, shape, or form?
If we can ever get together in the studio at the same time, it will.
Okay. It's not finished being recorded yet?
Well,
then?
For the most part, we just need to do some final mixing and actually put it together so that we can be proud of what we put out. And
Back to the traveling thing again. You guys play up in Grand Forks quite a bit, correct?
We played there a few times, yeah.
How's the turnout there? Because you guys in Fargo get a good turnout every time you play.
Grand Forks is pretty good. It kind of spills over up there.
Have you played just one certain bar, coffee bar, or has it just been a few different places?
Yeah, the Sensations and then downstairs from there, the Down Under, but they're basically owned by the same guy and same kind of deal.
Have you? There's been a lot of shows going on. I mean, I'm not making fun of the Best Western Hotel. They have actually put on some good shows. They had Tone Loc play there, all a favorite of ours. And it's a pretty good big place to play, actually. I mean,
I've never been there.
Well, Tone Loc played there.
Tone Loc, he's a legend in all of our minds.
Everybody secretly loves Funky Cold and Deep.
Oh, you got to. Oh, back in high school, listening to that song. So, is there anything else that you guys can tell about yourself to all of our listeners out on the World Wide Web tonight? A couple of, like, inspiring things you'd like to say at all, or just... Steve is the musician / roadie, mind you.
Yes.
The guru also. He's been early prayer meetings.
Just to the earth and all its human people, I wish you inner peace and sanctuary in your house.
Muckaluka, muckaluka.
Oh, hey, this is an internet broadcast. We should ask you, like, do you have a website at all yet?
Yeah, there you go.
No? Oh, yeah, I got another question. In the High Plains Reader article, you're standing outside of the Funk Lord building. Do any of you know what that is exactly? Because I just saw it like a few days ago.
It's an artist cooperative.
Do you practice there or anything like that?
No, okay. But they have shows there quite regularly. We are going to be playing there hopefully within the next couple of months. And a band called Smirk plays there a lot in acoustic format. And... just a cool place where people can sign their artwork and things like that and rent studio spaces and stuff.
Is it a pretty big place at all?
Yeah, it's actually really big, and they don't have a lot of stuff in there.
Actually,
right now,
I think my main question, if Ty Rath was here, he is the owner of that, correct?
Yeah, well, co-owner with Jared DeZeo right over there.
Okay.
And Carla.
When is it open? I walk by and it's
never
open.
Do they have regular hours? No, they don't have regular hours.
Basically, whenever I get up, I open the store.
Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, try and
any certain
there.
Times or just whenever you get up? Afternoon. We can all wake up by noon usually. There you go.
the perfect, it's there any time, conveniently open any time between Thursday or Friday or Saturday. From noon to some time. But,
anyways.
So is it... let's see. What else do we got to pull out of our sleeves here, Jay?
We could start doing some Neil Hamburger bits quick for these people. I don't know if
I don't know
anyone would think it was funny.
I don't think any Neil Hamburger stuff would fly too well unless Neil Hamburger was doing it.
Exactly.
Here's a good question. Do you get tired of getting cello questions? Do you get tired of the cello questions?
Not yet?
Okay.
Actually,
you're a cellist, correct? Why don't you tell us about your history with the cello? Not many bands around have a cello. I mean, anywhere, let alone Fargo, North Dakota, so...
I started when I was 10, and so that's 15 years now I've been playing. And I met up with Jesse, and he thought it was a bass, but he was wrong.
I thought it was a bass?
Do you ever play it like a bass?
No.
You don't? You just always use the bow?
Always a bow. Some kids got to.
Have you ever sat in with any other groups or anything besides the Greenhouse Effect?
Yeah, I've played on June Panic's last CD.
Okay.
Oh,
and,
that's good.
Hey, I just thought of something. Weren't you in Dr. Hoy's speech class a couple, two or three years ago?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, I was.
I remember, too. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I just thought of that. I didn't think of that until now.
I did not like that class very much.
I didn't either. I got a D.
I don't remember what I got.
But anyway, that's beside the point.
Actually, one thing I think we'd like to do, just like, I don't know if everyone here or knows about you guys, but it's like to state your name or what you play or whatever.
Yeah, we didn't ask for that.
Yeah,
that's
kind of rude. This is the Greenhouse Effect, but we're not going to tell you their names and who they are.
Hi, I'm Connor. I play drums.
Hello, I'm Chad Lanning, and I play the bass guitar.
I'm Charity, and I play cello, banjo, guitar, and vocals.
Hi, I'm Jesse, and I play the voice and guitar.
Steve Walland, and I play trombone.
All right.
Yeah.
Now we know who we're talking to.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry. I did not know all your names, and I was just kind of... That was kind of rude of me. I'm sorry. I'm Jay, and this is Phil.
Yeah. And now everybody knows everybody.
A big happy family now.
Do you make drums?
Yes.
You do? Okay. You both do. Okay.
Yeah, me and Charity have been making drums for, I've been making them for 2 years now, and that guy over there has been making them for a while, too, and we make drums. It's fun.
Are those
lots
the
drums
that are at Vinyl Connection and stuff?
No, I started selling tone boxes there a long time ago.
Yeah,
but,
I'm thinking a long time ago.
But mostly he gets djembes and talking drums from Africa.
Oh.
But we pretty much just sell by consignment and order and
okay.
stuff like that.
How's that going?
Apartment. Pretty fun. I like it. It's a good business. You know, it's tough being your own boss because, you know, it's a lot easier to watch Jerry Springer than it is to sand for 3 hours in the morning.
Watch Jerry Springer build a drum in the afternoon.
Totally.
How many drums can you make a day? Is it that type of thing?
Nah,
it
it's like 3 days. If you're hardcore at it, you can make up to like 5 or 6 in 3 days.
Okay.
You know, but it takes
actually,
at least 3 days to make one.
They got this full assembly line going in the middle of the apartment.
We have 17
workers. Sort of like a factory assembly line type thing or something.
You know, drill, glue, stamp, you know, type thing like that.
OSHA's kind of on our back, so keep it down on that.
I keep on getting mad I'm not wearing my shirt when I'm making a drum.
We have 35 migrant workers working inside one apartment bedroom.
Did you get them registered on your census?
Yeah.
That's very important. Otherwise, we might not get our schools we need.
So do you sell merchandise, like T-shirts and stuff like that?
Charity sells teddy bears that aren't quite right.
Teddy bears? So you get... You'll have teddy bears. You could sell drums on your merchandise table if you wanted. Have you ever had T-shirts or anything like that? Okay.
Every once in a while, we have friends at the Psychedelic Epiphany that actually tie-dyed this very T-shirt because I was very sloppy and drunk one day and I spilled ink on it. And now you can't tell because it's got a big tie-dye on it. But yeah, they've made Huey has made the one existing Slowpoke T-shirt in existence.
There's only one?
There's only one.
One design or one T-shirt?
One T-shirt.
Oh, okay.
Or no. No, Reg. Sorry, Freddy. I lied. I retract that.
So does
Freddy
tie-dye take away any stain you have on a T-shirt?
No, you can hide it, though. You know, I mean...
I got some shirts that were ruined, and I'm like looking like how I can get rid of the stain, because I can't wear the
shirt
anymore.
Psychedelic Epiphany. They'll tie-dye it for you.
I'll bring my shirts in there and see what'll happen.
Yeah, Reg Production did make a whole set of shirts for our show with the Zen Mothers at the Eagles Club. They did, and they were nice.
Also, unsupervised laundromats are good places to do some writ dyeing, you know. I've
Drop
done some of that in my day.
The old red sock and someone else's whitewasher.
That's right.
All your clothes are pink, buddy.
I'm not skilled enough to do any tie dyeing, though. I just throw it in there with a washing machine full of really, really red.
If you can get the dyeing down, you know, that's just half the battle.
The laundry police are watching you.
Well, I've never been caught yet. And I haven't done it for like 4 or 5 years or something like that. It's in my past now.
Did you hit Rosie's when you did it?
Huh?
Did you do Rosie's when you did it?
Rosie's?
Rosie's on the corner of 7th and 12th.
No, actually, I did it at my hometown laundromat.
Back in Hallock?
In Hallock, Minnesota.
Hallock, Minnesota, ladies and gentlemen.
It's never supervised. Like, there's never anybody there. It's just you walk in there. That's the kind of town Hallock is, you know. They don't have to worry about it getting somebody
raided by Phil.
Pissing in the machines or something.
Making a little deposit that no one else needed.
Of course, they do have to worry about people dyeing their clothes in there.
There's some fills in town.
So you guys going to play another set or two sets tonight? Or till 12:30?
Well, okay. Maybe we should wrap this little
show that we got going on up.
Chit-chat up before people get restless and start to wonder where all the tunes are going.
Well, gentlemen, thanks for stopping in tonight and playing for us, and sure everyone's enjoying everything.
No problem. It's our pleasure.
Oh, and gentlewoman. I'm sorry about that.
All right.
Thank you for acknowledging. I'm bad at that sometimes. I don't introduce my friends at parties.
Ladies and gentlemen of the internet, there's going to be some more music in just a few.
If my Uncle Rick is listening, hi.
You're all listening to Off-Broadway on www.coachin6.com, sponsored by www.yachtin.com and www.superasbestos.com.
You got a good radio voice.
Do I?
Kind of.
Fun of Jim? Well, I can still call it superasbestos.com. Anyway, Greenhouse Effect are coming up. Should we fill in this little empty space with some
Should we fill in with a little fill?
My